This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. I'm Caleb Brown. The Supreme Court this week threw out a request by a woman shot several times by police, her request to show evidence against the cop to a civil jury. The court didn't so much throw out the case as prevent the case from beginning. Justice Sonia Sotomayor says that gives cops the ability to shoot first and think later. Cato's Clark Neely comments on the opinion. Before we get into the facts of this case, when the Supreme Court receives an appeal to have a case heard, and they engage in a summary reversal or some sort of summary judgment, what is implied by that action?
Well, so mechanically what happens is that instead of having the parties brief and argue the case so that the court can give the issue in the case its full and considered attention, the court instead uses a summary procedure where it doesn't even receive any briefing beyond just the petition for certiorari that is the sort of application to have the case heard. And as the name implies, a summary reversal is just that. It's summary. There's no briefing. There's no argument. The Supreme Court just looks at the case and says the lower court so obviously got it wrong that we don't even need to hear any more about it, and we're just going to reverse the case without, you know, sort of a full-blown hearing an argument on the merits on the basis of the kind of extensive briefing that the Supreme Court normally receives when it wants to make sure that it gets the decision correct.
Now, in this case, Kissela v. Hughes, I would commend to people to read both opinions issued here, the one that was the summary reversal and the dissent from Justice Sotomayor. They even sort of characterize the facts of the case dramatically differently about how this officer shot a woman who we can all agree was holding a knife shot her several times, and she sued saying that her Fourth Amendment rights had been violated. The court sent that or summarily reversed a lower court ruling, but Justice Sotomayor took a pretty significant issue with that, in part because she thought that summary reversal was so wrongheaded in this case.
Yeah. So what happened in this case was that back in 2010, the police received a call for a welfare check. Essentially, there was a woman who was acting erratically, holding a knife in her hand, chopping at a tree. Clearly, has some mental health issues. And when they arrived, three police arrived on the scene. The woman, whose name was Amy Hughes, was talking to a roommate of hers outside their home. She was not in any way being menacing. She wasn't being threatening. The roommate said that the Amy Hughes, the woman who ultimately ended up being shot, was simply holding the knife pointed down at the ground alongside her leg. Two of the police tried to engage her in conversation, essentially, you know, tell her to kind of put the knife down and just talk it out. And after ordering the woman to drop the knife once or maybe twice, the other officer, Andrew Kissela, just started shooting at her, shot her eight times. Somehow she managed to survive. But there was no, you know, she didn't lunge. There wasn't some, you know, particularly provocative or threatening act. She was just standing there having a conversation with a knife in her hand pointed down at the ground. And the question in the case is whether that use of force under the circumstances was unreasonable to the point that it violated Amy Hughes's Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable seizure. That's what the courts consider it when a police officer shoots you. It's a seizure. And the lower court said that question should go to a jury because there was some dispute about what the exact facts were of the case. And if they, you know, if the facts were one way, maybe that's a little more sympathetic to the officer. If it's another way, it looks a lot more unreasonable, and that this case should go to a jury for resolution because Ms. Hughes ultimately filed a civil lawsuit. So that's what we're talking about, not a criminal case. This is a civil case. And the police appealed that, as they typically do, say, nope, we were entitled to qualified immunity, which is a doctrine we've talked about before that essentially says you cannot sue a police officer unless they violated a clearly established right. And they argued, as they typically do, that, you know, you didn't find a case that was exactly the same as this one where, you know, a woman named Amy Hughes got shot eight times in her front yard while holding a knife on May 10th, 2010. So, you know, the right is not clearly established. The Ninth Circuit correctly, in my judgment, rejected that argument And the Supreme Court did what it so often does in these cases. It granted review, summarily reversed, and said, you know what, we don't even need to hear anymore. Don't need briefing. Don't need arguments. You were so clearly wrong, lower courts, that we are going to reverse and send the case back with orders to dismiss it because this case doesn't even get to go to a jury because it's so clearly – it's so clear to us that qualified immunity applies here that the case must be dismissed.
And Justice Sotomayor, again, I'll commend this opinion to people to read, but she basically says, come on, there are cases that are similar enough here that we can draw some reasonable conclusions about whether or not summary reversal is an appropriate remedy.
Well, that's exactly right, and it's a very powerful opinion. I mean, in part because I think she's so obviously in the right. The most important thing, I think two important things to remember are, first, the majority and the dissent, and it's not just Sotomayor, Justice Ginsburg joins her, but the majority and the dissent here are kind of arguing over a completely made up and largely fantastical kind of, judicial doctrine. So in a sense, they're almost arguing about, you know, who was more unreasonable, the Hulk or Spider-Man, when they got in a fight. It's all just totally made up. Qualified immunity doesn't have any basis in the Constitution, doesn't have any basis in federal statutory law. It was just invented out of whole cloth by the Supreme Court in a rather transparent effort to reduce the amount of accountability that law enforcement faces. And so it's a bit disconcerting to see, you know, the justices arguing over a completely illusory, imaginary doctrine that the Supreme Court has totally made up. And so they're debating about whether this imaginary thing was or was not correctly applied in this case. The other thing to remember that's I think absolutely critical here is what they're really arguing over is whether a citizen jury should have the opportunity to participate in and ultimately answer the question of whether the use of force in this case was or was not reasonable. And that's quite a stark point, I think, one that bears emphasis. The institution of the jury, both civil and criminal, takes up more words in the Bill of Rights than any other single subject. So it's absolutely central. The jury as an institution, again, both civil and criminal, is absolutely essential to the American system of government. And what we're really talking about in this case is, should the courts, and specifically the Supreme Court, effectively eliminate the participation of citizen jurors in determining whether a particular use of force by law enforcement was or wasn't reasonable, just as the criminal jury has effectively been eliminated through the use of coercive plea bargaining to the point where almost nobody goes to trial anymore in a criminal case, and something like 96 or 97% of all criminal convictions are obtained through plea bargain as opposed to jury trial. So effectively, this is part and parcel of a very successful judicial effort to vastly restrict and limit the participation of citizen jurors in the system when it comes to deciding who should be convicted of a crime and when law enforcement should be held accountable for the excessive use of force.
This is from the ABA Journal story, sort of summarizing this, the dissent. They write here, Sotomayor said that the court routinely displays an unflinching willingness to summarily reverse courts for denying officers qualified immunity while failing to intervene on behalf of the people they shoot.
Well, that's exactly right. That's empirically correct. In the last 4 years, the Supreme Court has summarily reversed lower court decisions that would have at least permitted the case to go to a jury. Instead, the Supreme Court steps in the way it did here without receiving any briefing or argument, just says, nope, the lower courts are wrong. This case does not get to a jury. Just dismiss it. Since 1982, when the Supreme Court invented qualified immunity out of whole cloth, there have been 31 qualified immunity grants. In other words, the Supreme Court has heard 31 qualified immunity cases, which is a lot. And in all but two of those cases, the Supreme Court sided with the police and said that the case should not even get to a jury and should just be dismissed out of hand. Those numbers are extraordinary, and they represent an extraordinary placing of the judicial thumb on the scales in favor of law enforcement. And I would go so far as to say even an antipathy and a hostility towards the idea that jurors have a legitimate role to play in the system, that citizens in the form of citizen juries should be in any way involved in providing feedback to law enforcement about what's reasonable and what's unreasonable when it comes to the use of force. The Supreme Court, through the qualified immunity doctrine, has effectively terminated that mechanism of feedback and accountability, and I think very much to the detriment of the rest of us.
So just to reiterate, Ms. Hughes will not get her civil case, simply will not advance. It's over.
That's correct. No jury will ever get to determine whether shooting a woman 8 times because she was standing in her front yard holding a kitchen knife down by her side was or was not an unreasonable use of force by this police officer. That decision will effectively never be made because the Supreme Court has decided instead to apply a completely made-up doctrine that it invented out of whole cloth that says, you know what, in most cases, we just shouldn't let that decision be made by a jury. We should just have the courts toss the case because there's no case directly on point where the exact same thing happened to someone else and we said that's not okay. So, yep, sorry, so sorry. Your case is over and you don't get to have a jury decide whether this police officer used unreasonable force in shooting you 8 times.
Clark Neely is Vice President for Criminal Justice at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast at iTunes and Google Play, and follow us on Twitter at Cato Podcast.